Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery County authorities are looking for a man wanted on felony domestic violence charges. Authorities say 22-year-old Alnakeo Davis seriously injured a family member by throwing hot liquid on them. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. The Selma Interpretive Center will soon be expanding. The National Park Service is coordinating with the city of Selma on the project. The expansion includes new exhibits, a new state-of-the-art 100-seat theater, and a new film. The expansion will also include structural improvements to the building. And police chiefs from across the state are in Montgomery this week learning about the latest technology and training for officers. This includes the latest body cameras, new vehicle styles, and virtual reality training. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar down here on that big old beautiful Alabama River. Y'all, we're cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf. We're getting in some good old crawfish right now, some red snapper, some black grouper, swordfish. Cobia is starting to run, so spring's on the way. Good fishing going on. We're getting all kind of fresh fish. Chucking you some frying fresh oysters, good and salty and sweet at the same time. That's right. Get on down here, y'all. Right off I-65 at North Boulevard, take that Louisville Street exit three times right and follow it to the end of the road, and you're going to find us down here. You'll also pass an RV park. We got you a place you can bring your camper down here and spend the night or spend a weekend or stay a week or two. So you can see what's going on down here at CapitalOysterBar.com. You'll also see the music we got coming up. Every week we bring you a killer show from all around the United States, and this week the Chris O'Leary Band is back in town. This is their second visit. We really enjoyed it. The man has got a stellar voice. Can really sing, y'all. We're going to be looking for you to get down here soon. Come hungry. Remember, showtime every Sunday at 5. See you soon.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $6 with the goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. You remember the letter that went out, started at 1,200 names, now it's up to 2,000 names.
Yeah.
This is such a bogus thing. I told you guys it's bogus. Ian Pryor is going to back me up here. Listening to this.
It's the Federal Judges Association now holding an emergency meeting today after Justice Department officials intervened in the case and recommended a lighter sentence for the longtime Trump associate. Let's bring in Ian Pryor. He is a former Deputy Director of Public Affairs at the Justice Department. He joins us this morning. Ian, thanks for coming in. Do you think this is faux outrage on the part of this association of judges, or are there legitimate concerns that, in their words, they say there's a deepening crisis at the Justice Department?
Yeah, there's absolutely no crisis whatsoever. This is not only faux outrage, but I think it's inappropriate. I mean, look, judges are Article 3. Article 3 checks the executive branch when a case is brought before the court, not in press statements, not in stories planted to kind of raise this, as you said, faux outrage. And the bottom line is 7 to 9 years probably is too high for Roger Stone. Heroin dealers get less than that. I'm not sure why there's such an outrage of, you know, here about this recommendation being lessened.
Now, we're going to get more of Ian, and we're going to get Judge Napolitano talking about this. I can't play the Newt Gingrich one, but he asked for a retrial, and the judge wouldn't give it to him.
But I saw that Dershowitz and Judge Napolitano agree on this one, so I'm going to go with those guys. This is a bit over the top to give him 7 to 9 years.
Well, it's when you hear how they're going to be talking about this and who this judge and what Napolitano talks about is really good. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B.
And somebody tell Rich Thomas to turn the faucet off, please.
Is it raining hard?
It's not raining hard, but it's just all the time, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody in Birmingham this morning. They said it was pouring up there. So usually when it's pouring, we get in about 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, you know, and all that water's coming downhill too, Dan.
So, there you go.
Creeks and rivers, you know. Yeah, I saw that bill about the 2,000 judges or whatever. I was like, well, you know, where were these 2,000 judges when Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch were holding court?
Well, first of all, let me correct it. I mean, I was watching MSNBC last night, and they got this wrong. They called them judges. These are career people in the DOJ. They go back 20 years. And these clowns signed it. So when Bill Clinton was president, he was getting people to the DOJ, he was stacking it with these people. Obama did the exact same thing. So this is 16 years worth of Democrats packing the DOJ. 16 years worth.
Well, and let's be clear about something. As much as I like President George W. Bush, he didn't give us any relief in the judicial sector either.
Yeah, let me tell you, and this is my problem with George W. Bush. He was so fixated on Iran and Iraq, and he didn't see the economic debacle coming up, even though he was being warned and told about it.
Yeah.
The book Too Big to Fail is outstanding. It's a good movie too. The book is even better, much more detail. But he didn't pay attention to crap, and he let this stuff go on.
Well, kind of, I just would say almost, you know, diverting off to the economic end of things with the Bush Jr., you know, term, but I would almost suggest to you that he actually didn't, he didn't want it to fail necessarily, but he was kind of in on that whole deal in my mind, you know, and part of, he was part of the debacle or allowed it to go on. Maybe he was that stupid, I guess, but for heaven's sakes, at least you're right about one thing. He was, you know, had dereliction of duty when it came to, you know, trying to look at the factors that were coming at us like a freight train and were clear to just about anybody that would take a look at it, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I agree with that. So, but now, you know, and, you know, carrying the conversation further right here about, you know, the current Democrat party going zones. Man, this thing is a zoo. I'm not going
to. Aren't you looking forward to watching Mike Bloomberg show up? I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the prospects.
Well, you know what? I'm with you, though. I would like to see at least the first, you know, 30 or 45 minutes and see what happens, you know. Especially the reaction of Sanders and Warren, you know. And so that is going to be kind of a fun thing to watch. You know, can I say, watch them cut him down to size?
Do you think that's what's going to happen?
Take the box out from under him. I don't know.
It'd be funny to watch Elizabeth Warren walk up to him and do kind of her hand at his height and then her hand at her height and kind of going like, oh, my God, you're a shorty.
He doesn't quite measure up. Sometimes.
But you can't criticize somebody for the height now.
No, yeah, you can't criticize them, but you can sure make fun of them.
There you go, there you go.
It's Buttigieg, he's over there saying he's not going to be lectured about morality from Donald J. Trump. Meanwhile, he doesn't waste a minute lecturing everybody else about morality. You know, and he's married to a guy. I mean, you know, it's crazy, man. You see that, and you see Bloomberg virtually buying the black vote. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Let's just cut to the chase.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
buying the black vote, and the black vote is willing to sell themselves to him. Okay, so really, the race card is about the money. Stupid, you know, it's not about this, you know, high moral standard or whatever. You know, it's just about who can give me the most money. What I'm wondering, though, Dan, is do you think that Bloomberg can buy the Bernie bros?
No.
No.
Like he's buying for the
no.
black vote?
Not at all.
Nope. He
so
can't
that's the real question right there to me. If he's going to win the nomination by buying the black vote and whatever else he has to pay off, is he going to be able to win the election? Because the Bernie bros would have to come with him, wouldn't they?
They would definitely have to come with them, and they will not. And if Bernie does not get the nomination and Bloomberg does, the Bernie bros are going to go nuts in Milwaukee. They are going to go, there is not enough beer to put out the fire that they're going to have. Papa Joe Grizzadek would raise a wreck from the dead.
Oh yeah, man. That's all I got today. But it's like a combination between a zoo and a circus at the same time. And I'm just watching it. It's funny. And what is that, debate tonight or something?
Tomorrow night.
When is it?
Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock NBC.
Alright, well I'll bring
it. Well, I guess it's 8 o'clock Eastern, I guess 7 our time.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for taking my call, guys.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure.
All right.
Yeah, Sanders is yelling out, Bloomberg is trying to buy the presidency, and everybody's cheering him to Tacoma, Washington, outside of Seattle. SeaTac.
17,000 people.
Yeah. I know. And let me tell you what,
impressive.
He's on fire.
Yeah.
And if Elizabeth gets out of the race, then he's going to go in. And the funny thing is, Bloomberg has said, whoever the nominee is, I'm going to support him. Well, is he going to support Bernie Sanders, who's the guy, the reason he's running is because he doesn't want Bernie Sanders to be there. Is he going to go support Bernie Sanders? And to what extent will he support him? And at what extent will Bernie take the money? Take the money and burn. Let's go back into Ian Pryor. Now, he's going to be talking about all the different, the makeup of all these people. Listen into this.
Well, these former DOJ officials from Democratic and Republican administrations disagree with you. As you know, they put out this call for William Barr, the attorney general, to resign. They say, in part, political interference in the conduct of a criminal prosecution is anathema to the department's core mission and to its sacred obligation to ensure equal justice under the law. And yet, President Trump and Attorney General Barr have openly and repeatedly flouted this fundamental principle. That is what they are claiming. Didn't William Barr give this group of former DOJ employees some fodder by speaking out himself and saying he didn't want the president tweeting, he didn't want the president interfering?
No, I mean, they were going to do that no matter what. Let's talk about this letter a little bit. First of all, this letter was put together by a group called Protect Our Democracy. Now, that sounds like a great organization, but it's really just ex-Obama officials funded by liberal donors that are trying to resist the Trump administration with litigation and statements like that. Also, we're looking at, what, 1,000, 2,000 former DOJ employees? That's something like 0.001% of all current and living former DOJ employees. And then third, everyone talks about, oh, this is a bipartisan letter because they served under Republican and Democrat administrations. Well, the majority of the people that signed that are career employees. So, of course, they serve multiple administrations, but it's not like they have big name political appointees from Republican administrations passed on that. So, really, this is a resistance letter. And, you know, I don't think anybody in the Justice Department really takes it seriously.
That's an important factor. They're career people, and they're calling them Republicans because they served in a Republican administration. That is El Toro poo-poo, folks. Then see, that's what's wrong with this whole thing, is that people parse words, and they make it to be what they want it to be, not what it is. News Talk 93.1, and we're sure we're going to be back with more right after this.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, Skip Zillow, call Millow.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey,
this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having a month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Certus, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
Come see us downtown at the Multiplex February 21st through the 23rd for the Home Building and Remodeling Home Expo.
Meet United staff and let them answer any questions or concerns you have with your home's heating, AC, plumbing, or electrical needs.
Maybe you have questions about hot and cold spots, tankless water heaters, Wi-Fi thermostats, or what about LED lighting and electrical panel upgrades? Or maybe you just need to know about our yearly maintenance plans.
Come see United downtown for all the answers, the latest technology, some free giveaways, and special sign-up at the show pricing for new customers for a $99 maintenance plan with a spring and fall tune-up.
If you're building or remodeling, come by our booth and see us.
Go see United February 21st to the 23rd at the Home Expo and save at the show or call 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net. Check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Finally get my voice working correctly. Well, when I first opened the mic this morning, man. Okay, let's continue on with Ian Pryor. This guy's good.
I hear you, but again, the part of my question was about William Barr himself as Attorney General. I get that this group has liberal ties, and so we can put that on the table, and you just did. But William Barr, the Attorney General himself, gave that interview to ABC News saying he didn't want interference from the president. Didn't that give these liberals some fodder there when the Attorney General himself spoke out?
When he talks about interference and having worked there and having seen, you know, the president's tweets on DOJ matters, it's not so much interference in how the Department of Justice actually does its job in prosecuting cases, but it's in having to respond to these questions from the press. Mm-hmm. It's the constant firestorms that erupt based on these tweets that create issues at the Department of Justice, really from a press standpoint and from an optics standpoint, but it doesn't impact the day-to-day work of the department. Uh-huh.
To your point, Lindsey Graham, a key ally of the president, is not happy about these attacks on the attorney general. Here he is on Hannity last night.
Bill Barr stepped in and stopped what I thought was an unjust sentence enhancement. And to the people who want Barr to resign, we know your agenda.
And that is something that this liberal group that you mentioned that's attacking William Barr didn't get at, which is the substance of the sentence for Roger Stone and whether it was equitable or not. Last point from you.
Yeah, look, we've seen this multiple times where Democrats and liberals lean in and say the Department of Justice did something improper. And then a short time later, and this hasn't happened yet, maybe it doesn't, but a short time later, we learn more facts, and then all of a sudden, everybody keeps quiet because they realize they were wrong. And I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happens here. We learn more going forward.
Okay, so Judge Napolitano was on this morning, and he was talking about the Stone trial and prosecutors walking. Now, let me kind of set this up for you because I've gotten this from several different sources. So the acting U.S. attorney for the District of Washington, D.C. District, these four guys come in and say, we're recommending that you do this, the 7 to 9 years. And the U.S. attorney pushed back on that. And they said collectively to him, well, if you don't do that, then we're going to walk. And so he changed his mind and did it, because I think what he didn't want to have happen is he didn't want them to walk and him to get bad press because they did this, and for him to feel the ire of Donald Trump. He didn't know Donald Trump very well. Donald Trump would have applauded him for doing that, kicking those guys in the butt. So let's listen to Justin Napolitano talk about this.
All right, a new bombshell in the Roger Stone case.
Bombshell.
Sources telling Fox News interim U.S. attorney Tim Shea was, quote, strong-armed into recommending that 9-year jail sentence and thought it was excessive.
And let's not forget those anti-Trump social media posts from the jury foreperson still raising questions about how the case was handled.
So we've called in Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, we understand the judge in this case is going to have a telephone conference with both sides later today.
Fun.
And you got to wonder whether or not they're going to talk about what you talked about last week, which was Roger Stone deserves a new trial.
Well, she has a lot of issues on her hands. She's already turned down the request for a new trial based on the resignation of the four prosecutors and the kerfuffle in the
deal. Who supposedly strong-armed the U.S. attorney.
Well, the U.S. attorney is the interim U.S. attorney, a recent appointee by President Trump. He's their boss. It's almost inconceivable that the line prosecutors, the people actually trying the case, would strong-arm their boss. But they signed the brief, and he signed the brief, the document that went to the court recommending the 7 to 9 years. Look, she could sentence him to from 0 to 50 with all of the convictions that he has. The guidelines say 3 to 4. These people goosed it up to 7 to 9. But she's got these issues on her hands. She turned down the request for a new trial last week based on the resignation of the four. Mm-hmm. She now has a request for a new trial based upon the unambiguous and now public and self-outed bias of the foreperson of the jury, who's also a lawyer, by the way. So what should the judge do? She should bring this foreperson in, she should bring the four resigned prosecutors in, and she should let Roger Stone's lawyers interrogate the prosecutors. What did you know about her, and when did you know it, and why didn't you tell us if you knew about her prejudice? And by the way, Madam Foreperson, you're a lawyer. You had a duty, an affirmative obligation, to reveal to us when we selected you the existence of these tweets in which you were so harshly negative about the president and the people that support him. Don't you think we would have wanted to know that before we put you on this jury?
Knew?
I don't know. But the judge has a duty to find that out and then to rule on whether or not Stone gets a new trial. It's pretty obvious he should.
Let me tell you, what this really gets down to is all of these deep state, I call them that loose term, that are out there, and they are worried that there's going to be a cleaning of the house. Let me go to a break. We're top. Coming back to you and more Napolitano right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today commuting the prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
He served 8 years in jail. There's a long time to go. Many people disagree with the sentence. He's a Democrat. He's not a Republican.
Blagojevich had been serving a 14-year federal prison sentence for wire fraud, extortion, and soliciting bribes. The president also issuing a pardon for Bernard Carrick, a former New York City police commissioner who pleaded guilty to 8 federal charges. And he granted clemency to former financier Michael Milken. A jury now deliberating the case of former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, who faces rape and sexual assault charges in a Manhattan courtroom.
This after the judge denied a motion by the prosecution and defense to dismiss a juror. Convictions on the most serious charges could mean life for Weinstein.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a wet forecast on and off for the next few days. Today and tonight, showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. High temperature 74, tonight's low 55. Tomorrow, risk of some scattered showers. A cooler day, high 65. Then another surge of rain coming in Wednesday night into Thursday. A cold rain at that. Thursday's high 53. A chilly day Friday, but we're dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Great song. Remember driving around in Florida in the 1980s. We'd listen to this. This and Too Hot. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Richard. Richard, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you today?
Man, it's almost getting hot out here. I'm amazed at how fast and furious spring is coming on in this city. I mean, it is here. All the dogwoods are starting to bloom. It ain't just the middle of February, so it's
really
early. Well,
just to let you know, on Friday it gets down to 29 degrees.
Wow. Well, boy, that'll be the just reward. Hope it don't kill the peaches, all I got to say. I don't think they've even budded yet. Did you happen to catch 60 Minutes on Sunday?
Did not.
They went through the whole pretty much impeachment thing again about Ukraine. They had all the same people that testified come on, and 60 Minutes just tried to relive the whole impeachment again, but without Donald Trump's side, and kind of teed me off, because I just think it's obviously they're trying to grind us in the ground and make things worse for Donald Trump.
Of course.
Just like all these guys, these 1,000 attorneys or whatever, is this like the 10th or 20th time that all these guys have sent a letter asking for somebody to resign? I mean, they did it the whole time. Jeff Sessions, they've done it about Donald Trump. And these are all career people.
Yeah.
Anytime they start saying, oh, this person has such an impeccable record and his service to this and that, is all. Anytime they start saying that, well, you know, it's suspect.
Yeah, actually, one of the people is the guy that was named in the IG report for falsifying the information.
Yeah, and I mean, these people just continue talking like nothing ever happened. And it's just amazing how crooked the media is in this country. It's just beyond amazing. And see, now we got a big media mogul, Bloomberg. Let's face it, that's what he is, Bloomberg Network. He's just a big media mogul guy. This is a problem here. And we can thank John McCain or McCain-Feingold, which got us to this point. Because McCain-Feingold pretty much opened the doors on all this excessive money, wouldn't you say?
I would, but the people that really did is the Democrats and the housing market and and not having substantial assets for loans was the problem. And when the Senate and Congress changed the standards of what you needed to do to secure a loan, and they started doing redlining, that's where the problem happened.
Wow. Yeah, and redlining is still legal, or is it illegal?
Well, redlining is where a bank is forced to service the community they are in. So if you're on the Mobile Highway regions, they had to have a certain percentage of loans that were within a two-mile radius of that bank. Now, think 2 miles away what you're looking at. Regency Park, Mobile Highway, Air Base Boulevard. That's not exactly where you want to be putting your money.
Right. So it was mandatory they had to do loans in those areas.
They had to do a certain percentage of them, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you think Bloomberg, I'm very surprised he jumped in the polls, and I'm very suspicious of these polls that they're showing with Bloomberg jumping up this far this fast. I don't believe it's true. Do you guys?
Well, like particularly when you have something that and NPR and poll and some of these underlying folks. You know, some polls I have some confidence in. The IBD trip poll, I think, is a pretty good one. But, you know, you can buy an awful lot of influence, particularly if the people you're polling are adults or registered voters and not likely voters.
Wow. Man, it would be something if the Democrats put Bloomberg up there. This is just beyond bizarre. I never expected
this. Well, I'm not sure that Bloomberg's going to be able to make it. I think that the Bloomberg strategy works to an extent, but if Bernie smokes them in California and Bernie does really well in Texas, for example, Bloomberg will do well in Florida, but Bernie has the ability to amass some really big numbers here, and Joe Biden is going to be, I think he'll be history in 4 weeks, to 5 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But unless Bloomberg really wins something on Super Tuesday and always in second, third, or fourth place, he's going to have the same problem that Biden does. He's not going to be able to keep up with Bernie.
Wow. I'd be interested to see, because, see, his money has basically bought his way into the debate. He does not deserve to be on the debate stage.
Not based on the original standards, yeah. I mean, what he's doing, you know, $200 million can buy a lot of name ID and a lot of recognition. Here's always the problem. When you, just like Jeff Coleman, if you've got everything in a TV ad and that's your persona, when they meet you in real life, you better be better than that. And that's going to be hard to do for Bloomberg.
Yeah. He's weak. He's weak and he's a snake and, you know.
Well, he's too cocky. I mean, I've watched a lot of tape on him now. What he does is he's like, I know what's best for you. I'm smarter than you, so therefore I know what's best for you. I made $60 billion, so I can do anything.
Well, all I got to say is you better leave my damn Dr. Pepper alone.
Yeah, well, he's going to go after your big gulp.
Well, he is, no doubt. He's going to better leave my Dr. Pepper alone. There's going to be a revolution in this country. Thank you, guys. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thank you, Red Top. Let's go back into Justin Napolitano strong-arming. The U.S. attorney was being strong-armed by the prosecutors.
The reason that Tim Shea said he was strong-armed, he said he was not going to go with the 9-year sentence, but he was strong-armed because they threatened to quit, right?
I wish he had said to them, go.
They went anyway.
Right, they went anyway because the attorney general got involved. So I don't know where this is going to end. He's scheduled to be sentenced on Thursday.
You think a new trial is likely or could come out of this?
Pete, I think almost any judge in the country would order a new trial. I'm not so sure about Judge Jackson. I don't know. Yeah. Prediction, more will happen between now and Thursday.
Now and Thursday. So they tried to strong arm him. He didn't stand up. And they left anyhow. But Barr intervened. And this whole thing that Barr saw the president's tweet is just foolish. You heard Trey Gowdy talk about that. You heard Barr talk about that. He had made the decision a while back on this whole thing. And they were really pushing it. Okay, so now let's move into some new territory. Let's move into Lindsey Graham talking about FISA witness list. Important.
Friday, Senator Lindsey Graham sent his FISA witness list to the DOJ as part of his committee's probe into the department's handling of the Russia investigation. Now, it comes as the Attorney General, Bill Barr, continues to deliver on his promise to restore DOJ integrity, and it's why you see Russia hoaxers like Mueller's pit bull, Andrew Weissman, look at Nancy Pelosi. Can't even admit that the president was acquitted. Overwhelmingly acquitted for life, Nancy. For life, acquitted. Take a look.
What about, though, the fact that the president seems liberated? And this is about Democratic politics, so I'm not asking you to criticize here. But he was acquitted. His poll ratings are high.
There was no acquittal. You can't have an acquittal unless you have a trial. And you can't have a trial when you have witnesses and documents.
Here was the reaction of Senator Lindsey Graham. Will we get justice? Because we know premeditated fraud on a FISA court occurred. We know Hillary obstructed when she deleted subpoenaed emails and bleach bit and hammers. We know, because Bill Barr told us, that there was spying on a presidential campaign transition team and deep into Donald Trump's presidency. I actually have confidence it's going to work out, but why is it so much slower?
Well, there's a process in place, and I don't want to repeat the mistakes of the past, and I trust Bill Barr as much as anybody I've ever met in the law, and he's going to do the right thing by the country. Now, my job is to make sure Crossfire Hurricane never occurs again. I think it reeked with political bias. The 1,000 people who want Barr to resign are doing a political hit job on him. The 4 frontline Mueller prosecutors were asking for a 7-to-9-year sentence that was totally unjustified. There was no threat to a witness that would justify increasing the 3.5 to 4.5 recommendations from the guidelines. So the 4 prosecutors were the ones who were overzealous, and Bill Barr rightly corrected that. So
General Flynn, he seems like he's going to get to the bottom of that.
He's got a separate person looking at Flynn. I think Flynn was abused here. I think the entire White House interview was a setup. But we'll let the system work. Here's my job as a member of the Senate. I'm not a prosecutor. Durham will do that. I'm going to try to make sure that the public knows that Crossfire Hurricane was not designed to help protect the Trump campaign, as it should have been. It was designed to destroy it. And Horowitz said there was no evidence of political bias when it was first opened, but it was murky later on. Here's what I'm trying to prove. it reeked of political bias. I want to find out how far up the chain it went. I want to make sure that no FISA warrants ever issued again like it was against Carter Page, that the system will be have more checks and balances. So my goal is to make sure this never happens again to any other campaign and anybody like Carter Page.
Good job, Lindsey. Spot on, as they would say here. Lindsey Graham on double standards, and let's let the process play out.
Why do I think that if I had deleted emails and subpoenaed emails and I deleted them and then I cleaned the forensically my computer hard drive, I'd go to jail? Why do I believe that if I committed premeditated fraud and lied before a court, I'd be in jail? I mean, I think there's a real question here of, wow, we already know these things happen. Why does it have to be all-encompassing at once instead of, hey, you did that, we got the evidence, charge him?
Well, so let's talk about McCabe for a moment. Horowitz said that he lacked candor, McCabe did, regarding an interview with the Horowitz team. And the Barr people said, well, lacking candor didn't amount to beyond a reasonable doubt process crime. I accept that. They're looking at Flynn to see if he really was fairly treated. I hope they will void his plea. They're going to make sure that Roger Stone is not persecuted, but simply justice is delivered. And the 7 to 9
Senator,
year recommendation.
The median time in jail for rape is 4.2 years. Seriously.
So Bill Barr stepped in and stopped what I thought was an unjust sentence enhancement. And to the people who want Barr to resign, we know your agenda. You're not trying to uphold the rule of law. You're trying to take a good man down because you hate Trump.
Sean just cannot help himself.
I know.
Interrupting. Ronnie, hang on. Going to a break. Coming back to you. Final segment. Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Ronnie's been patient with me. Ronnie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, thank you, Dan. I hate to change the subject about the national politics.
You go anywhere you want to.
I haven't heard anything about that city tax, about they want to tax us for having a job. Don't they tax us for everything else?
We talked about it yesterday, went over it. They're going to tax you 1% of your income, but if you are a commission salesperson, for example, they're going to tax you on your gross receipts, not minus your expenses.
Well, I mean, what if you're a fellow making $10, $11 an hour? What's 1% of $1,000, say you make in 2 weeks? $100?
No, $1,000, 1% would be $10.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, well, they might as well hit us with that, too. It taxes for everything else. That, all right.
That is true.
So did they pass it?
It's going to be voted on today.
Okay, well, I listen to you all the time. I just missed you yesterday. I was at work, and I listened to Greg Budell and them in the morning. So I just finally got through. First-time caller to you.
You're a first-time caller?
Oh, yeah.
Now you are? Today's your first day?
Yeah, I listen to y'all all the time.
Okay, give me your give me your month and day of birth.
3/26.
Tell me what type of work do you do?
I work on a dock loading trucks, unloading trucks.
All right. I hope they give you a forklift to do that with.
It's a big company here in Montgomery.
That's good. How long have you been with them?
5 or 6 years now with these guys.
How long have you been listening to the show?
I'd say at least that long.
Well,
yeah, I got turned on to 93.1 a little while back.
Well, we're going to do the drawing. Do you know what day we do the drawing?
I think it's Friday or something like that, 2:30 to 2:45.
Bingo. Good job, Ronnie. What's in the gift basket?
$60, whatever I want. And by the way, we used to deliver blueberries to Sweet Wheat Farm.
All right. Well, it's a great place, as you know. Well,
yeah,
I
bumps over there.
Ronnie, I've got your name in for the basket drawing, which, we, as you correctly said, we'll do between 2:30 and 2:45 on Friday.
Hey, Dan, by the way, it's Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y.
Oh, Robbie, I'm sorry. Okay. He put it down, Ronnie.
Yeah, y'all can call me what you want to, though. It's all
no,
right.
No, we're going
to
call you by the right name. So you have his month and day of birth?
Yeah, 3/26 for Robbie.
There you go, Joey. I used to call Joey when he had Seth on. I know Seth.
Okay, yeah.
Who's Seth?
Seth Spotlow, yeah. Mr. Spotlow.
Oh, okay. Ronnie, thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
Thank y'all, man, for the information. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Lindsey Graham, did Mueller not see the evidence that was before him that this was all kind of made up?
I think there's something. I think all that we've discussed, premeditated fraud, FISA court, dirty dossier, right. Spying right. on a president, outsourcing of spying.
Right.
I feel there's something so big in play that I think the deep state knows it. Andrew Weissman kind of referred to it in his comments. Don't take heart in the McCabe thing because this is much bigger than you ever will know. That's what I believe it's Weissman going to shock that. The conscience of a nation in the end. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I think Crossfire Hurricane was a danger to democracy. I think it should never happen again. I think it was set up to destroy the Trump campaign, not protect it from Russian influence. I think Andrew Weissman needs to tell the country why it took 2 years to do the Mueller investigation when he should have figured out in the first week there was nothing there.
Bingo.
Yep.
And Weissman was the guy right there. And the, you know, we said this a long time ago. How much information were they shielding from Mueller and not showing exculpatory evidence? And I think that's one of the big things we're going to find out. That there was all this evidence that was there and they never showed it to Mueller. I think they Durham is interviewing Mueller, by the way. Let's go to Billy. Billy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
I'm really good.
Good. Talking about this occupational tax, yes. you touched on it very lightly there toward the end of your segment yesterday, and you were spot on. Talking about these owners like Michael Henning, Hodges Warehouses, the people who it's really going to hit them hard, really hard. Who's the councilman that introduced this bill?
Glenn Pruitt.
All right. Well, and you really said something that hit spot on yesterday. And most of the people that I know don't even live in Montgomery, you know. And it's a sad thing because years ago we all did. But why did we move out of Montgomery, okay? Number one, we wanted better education for our kids. We wanted to go to bed at night and be able to lock our doors and not wake up the next morning and have everything stolen from us, okay? And I can go on and on and on. Now, the people that are having to pay a price for this now, okay, I really think the people in Montgomery who are eligible to vote need to remember that name and vote that guy out when it comes time for reelection. I think he's done good with council. He's been there, but this is a death knell for small businesses in Montgomery, Alabama.
Well, not only small businesses, but if you make $35,000 a year and you have two kids, you have an effective tax rate that is under 10%. You basically, in a way, don't even pay tax. So you're going to have $350 added to your tax bill. That could be anywhere from 10 to 25% increase in taxes. These clowns downtown have no clue what they're doing. They think it's kind of cute of what they've pulled off here, but they are going to do some serious personal damage to people.
I do know this. The city finance director met with our great new mayor in Montgomery, and he was in his office in this meeting for 1 hour and walked out because he saw how bad the direction that this new mayor wants to take the city down. It spelled disaster. He walked out of the meeting. That took place a month ago.
You talking about Barry Crabb?
Yep.
I'll have to ask him that.
Yeah. So keep in mind that it's going to kill a lot of people in Montgomery, and it's going to get to a point. And Birmingham's been down this same road before, and we know where Birmingham ended up at. And it's just going to progressively start getting worse.
Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you, the person that's going to get hurt the worst is going to be the single female who's raising kids.
That's exactly right.
Because at $35,000, she gets $4,000 in tax deductions, and she is going to make money back. But whatever she's making back, she's going to have $350 less of because of Glenn Pruitt and the city council.
Exactly right. And why this wasn't brought to the public, the people didn't have any say-so.
Because they were going to go crazy over it. Like, I went crazy over it.
And it's because of people like you that's bringing it to the public forum. Nobody never had a chance to even speak out against it, even vote on it. So, I mean, it's pretty much like Obamacare. They're just going to ram it down your throat, and either you like it or you don't, but you're going to have to pay it.
Yep, and let me tell you something. The anger because I'm telling you, Billy, this is going to do damage to folks. You know, the Democrats always talk, well, people don't have enough money to pay a $500 emergency expense. Well, if they don't have enough money to pay a $500 emergency expense, you are just, for a $35,000 a year person, you have got $350 of that $500 that's going to be due to the city of Montgomery, who's got, I mean, it's incredible how they're strong-arming people to this. I got to go, Billy. I'm up against top of the hour break. I got to get out of here. Joey, thanks for a great show. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.